Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You should be hungry to win people, that's true. But how do you do it? People have been so uncomfortable trying to preach to folks when they're not a preacher. Amen. Trying to remember the verses? Was that Romans 10:9 or Romans 9:10? I don't know, I'm sorry. I'm just not a very good witness. You're not trying to witness. You're trying to preach. Who said you're supposed to be trying to preach? What are you supposed to do? A witness of what? A witness of what? Of how much Bible you know? No. A witness of what? Listen to some of these verses. When the Lord spoke to Paul, when he got saved, he told him in Acts 22, he said, you shall be his witnesses, the man ministering to him, of what you have seen and heard. Hallelujah. John 3:11 says, we speak what we know, Jesus said. We testify what we have seen. He that has seen and heard, he testifies. Verse 32. Acts 1, 22, when they sought for the disciple, the replacement of Judas, here's the requirements. He must be somebody that has accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day he was taken up. He has to be ordained to be a witness of the resurrection. The only way you could be one of those 12 witnesses, you had to have been with Jesus when he was on the earth, and you had to have seen him after he was raised from the dead. They were eyewitnesses. See, you can't be that eyewitness. You didn't walk with Jesus when he was in the flesh, and you didn't see him outside the tomb or in the upper room, right? You can't testify to that. You can say, I believe it. But here's the distinguishing thing. Are you supposed to be a witness of what your church believes?
No.
Are you supposed to be a witness of some doctrine somebody preached?
No.
And that's where people stumble. They're trying to prove to people that Jesus is the Son of God from scriptures in Isaiah and Jeremiah. And they're not equipped to that, and they're not comfortable with that. They're trying to remember this and that, and they're stumbling around, and they're looking at the people losing interest while they're talking, and it's uncomfortable, and it's awkward, and they think, I ain't doing this anymore. And so people will go years and do nothing. And they don't feel good about that either, but it is just too awkward and uncomfortable to try to preach to people. Well, of course it is. If you're not anointed to do it. Now I'm preaching to you, but I'm comfortable. This is my job. Right? I give myself to this full time. And it is my call. It is my anointing. Now I'm also a witness. You won't preach long without being a witness, but you can be a witness without preaching. He said, you'll be witness unto all men of what you have seen and heard. 1 John 1 talks about this. 1 John 1 and 1. John says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. John 1, 1. Which we have seen. Does this sound like witness to you? Testify. What's he saying? What's John saying? I was there. I saw it. I heard it. What else? We looked upon with our eyes. Our hands have handled. I've had my head on his shoulder. I was there. I saw it. I heard it. And when he raised from the dead, I saw the empty tomb. I saw him when he said, it's me. Don't be afraid. I was there when he talked to us about the kingdom before he ascended and went out of sight in the clouds. He said, I was there. Now people can say, I don't know if I believe that or not. A man with an experience is not at the expense of a man with an argument. People can preach all they want to. There's no more water in the pool. The dispensation of water in the pool has come and gone. We're in the dry dispensation. But if you are wet swimming in the pool, what does that mean to you? You're doing the backstroke. I'm a witness. I'm splashing. Do you see this? I can testify. I'm wet. So I don't care about all your dry dispensation doctrine. Huh? I'm talking about what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've experienced, what I know. And oh friend, that's why the Holy Spirit has come on us to empower us and embolden us to testify to what we have seen and heard and known. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it. And we do what? We bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. How does this work practically, day to day? It's real simple. You will be in situations in life, at home, on the job, with family, friends, strangers. And you don't have to try to preach to everybody you meet.
Amen. Amen.
A lot of these folks don't know you and they don't care. And even if you pinned them down and virtually forced them to quote what you're saying, that does not mean they got born again if they don't even believe what you're talking about.
Amen.
But at the same time, you don't want to do nothing.
That's right.
See, people have thought it's either be a preacher or nothing.
No.
It's not be a preacher or nothing.
Witness.
It's be a witness. Amen. And that's not something you just go doing once in a while. He didn't say you shall go a witnessing. You will be. That's something you are everywhere, all the time, 24/7, right?
Yes.
I am a witness.
Yes.
Say it out loud. I am a witness.
I am a witness.
A witness of what?
What I've seen, what I've heard, and what I know.
What you've seen, what you heard, and what you know. You don't need to try to be a witness of something you heard somebody teach in a Bible doctrine that you don't half understand. What are you a witness of? You'll be in a situation. Something. You rely on the Holy Spirit. You rely on Him. You're in a situation. Something comes up. Your coworker at work there is, they come in, something's wrong with them, they're sad, they're upset. You're talking at lunch break or something, and say, what's going on? And they say, you know, my three-year-old's been running a high fever and this and that and the other, and I'm concerned about him, and we did this and this, but we've still been having trouble. And you'll get a prompting. Because you've been healed. And your babies have been healed. This is not some doctrine stuff that you not have. Sure. This is not you about trying to find scriptures to preach on something. You were there.
Yes, amen.
You were there. You were there when your baby got healed. You were there. And you'll be prompted. And you'll say, well, let me tell you what happened to me. You're not trying to shove some doctrine down their throat. You're not trying to quote 25 verses to them that you're not sure where they are. But you're not afraid to speak up and tell what the Lord has done for you.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You'll say, yeah, you know, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was, you know. I had this with our little girl, and it kept on, and kept on, and kept on. And I just prayed, and I asked the Lord, and He showed me, and He told me to do this, and I did this, and glory to God. I mean, it wasn't by the end of the day, that cleared up, and it never came back.
Amen.
And they'll look at you. And you know what they'll look for? They'll look to see in your eyes, is this true? Are you telling the truth? Is this some religious junk? Are you making this up? Or, and what they need to see, they need to see confidence. They need to see that there's not one shred of pretend or religious junk or tradition. You're not trying to religiousize them. You're not trying to proselytize them. This is not just about trying to get them to come to your church or any of that. You're telling them the truth.
Yes.
You're telling them the truth about what happened to you and what God did for you, and it's real. And no matter what their persuasion might be, as they look into your eyes and they hear the tone of your voice, no matter what else is going on in their head, it'll strike inside them and the Spirit of God will show up.
Yes.
I said He'll show up and He will join you and co-witness with you. He will let them know they're telling you the truth. It really happened. It's really true. God is real. He's alive. He'll hear your prayer. And then if they do open up and they want to know more, one thing leads to the other. You can say, you want me to pray with you? About your kid? And he says, uh-oh, praying. Now I'm praying. Yeah. You can pray.
Yes.
Huh? You don't have to know 30 verses to pray. You just pray for them, just like you prayed for yours. Come on, are you listening?
Yeah.
And just mix some faith in it. Just love and faith. But you're not ashamed.
Amen.
I said you're not ashamed.
Amen.
You're not ashamed. And this can get so strong in you. You know why the same word translated witness and testify is translated martyr? It can get so strong in you, you get to the place where you would die before you say it's not true.
Amen.
And many have.
Yes.
And for all this is over, some more will too. But it's about standing up and not being afraid and not being ashamed. And so we're not talking about theory. We're not talking about philosophy. We're not talking about doctrine. I was there when I got born again. I was there when I got filled with the Spirit. I was there when God helped me pay my bills. I was there. I know it. You can't tell me. He won't meet your needs. You can't tell me that you can't do even big things in the midst of trying times. I'm in the pool. I'm wet. And I'm not ashamed to testify that this water here is real.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.